Are we ready for a story?
Yes.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, which story should I tell you tonight? Should I tell you about the time that I got elected to be president of a country that was in the middle of Colorado? Or should I tell you about the time that I found 15 stray cats?
15 stray cats.
And I trained them to do my bidding.
15 stray cats.
Or should I tell you about the time
15 stray
that I
cats.
Built the tallest skyscraper in the world
the tallest
on my dinner plate out of mashed potatoes? Nope, I know what story I'm going to tell you.
What?
I'm going to tell you the story
of macaroni.
Macaroni.
Stoogie in there.
Stoogie? All right, Everyone put in your request now. So we got a Stoogie request. We got macaroni. What do I want? I want adventure.
I also want a night.
A night? Like 11 o'clock at night?
No, the royal night.
Oh, 11
like
o'clock
the
warrior.
You know what I'm talking about.
Okay, so we've got Stoogie, macaroni and cheese, adventure, and a night.
Yeah.
So this is the story of the night Stoogie went on an adventure to steal macaroni and cheese from a knight.
Okay.
So one morning, Stoogie woke up in his little basket underneath a bench at a bus station. And he stretched out his arms. And he sat up. And he said, "Hooey, I want some mac and cheese." And all the people sitting on the bus were like, or on the bus bench were like, "What is that?" And Stoogie came out. He's only about this tall. And he came out like, "Let's get some mac and cheese." And the people around him said, "We don't have any mac and cheese. This is a bus stop." And Stoogie said, "Where am I going to get some mac and cheese?" And as he was thinking, he looked up and he saw a billboard for the White Knight Mac and Cheese Co. And Stoogie thought, "That's perfect. I will travel to the cheese company and I will get me that mac and cheese."
Stoogie survived.
Stoogie. Yeah.
Stoogie.
Stoogie? Stoogie. So Stoogie set out to visit
Stoogie
the White Knight.
All the stories.
Except for the ones where he explodes. So Stoogie heads out for the White Knight Mac and Cheese Company, but he doesn't know where it is, and he's in the middle of a big city, so he starts asking people. People are walking by on the street on their way to work, or maybe to go get groceries, or maybe just to stop for a cup of coffee. And Stoogie said, "Hey, where am I gonna get that mac and cheese from that White Knight?" And people were very confused, and they would walk away, and they would cross the street. And Stoogie's like, "I'm sorry, I just woke up on the wrong side of the basket today." And he kept walking, and he kept asking, and people kept running away. And finally, he came to an intersection with two roads, and there was a train going this way, and the road going this way, and all the cars were stopped on the road, and the train went by. One car, two car, three car. And on the fourth car, on the side, was a big white horse with a big white knight, and it said on the side of this train car, "White Knight Mac and Cheese Co." And Stoogie said, "Oh, hot damn, I'm gonna give me some mac and cheese!" And he jumped into the train car, and he started riding down with the train. And this went down just a little ways before he started to realize that there were people in there with him. And he looked around, and there were hobos. Five hobos, North American hobos. There were three boy hobos, or boybos, and two girl hobos, or girlbos. And there was one hobo that was a capital L, or an elbow. And wait, that's not a thing. So Stoogie said to the hobos, "Are you guys going to get some mac and cheese too?" And the hobo said, "Yep, we've been on these rails now for some 400 years. And Stoogie said, "400 years? That's crazy. Hey, you ain't no hobo who's been living 400 years.
Uh-oh, is it broken? Oh no, it broke.
I know.
Well, that's too bad. It must have batteries in it or something.
But look,
Titus needs a new battery.
I bet it's like a really rare type of way. That's like a flat.
Yeah, like a watch battery. I bet somewhere in here there's a way to open it. Anyway, where were we? Oh, right here, I bet.
Where is in the train?
Oh yeah, there's a little screwdriver and that's where you put the battery. We'll fix that. He's on the train with five hobos, three boy bows, two girl bows, an elbow, and he's riding on the rails. They say that they're 400 years old, which is crazy talk. So Stoogie says, "No, look, man, I'm just trying to get me some mac and cheese. Will you tell me where to go?" And the hobo said, "Oh, yeah, you just come with me. We'll take you down the rails to the Mac and Cheese Co." And so as they rolled down the rails, the hobos started singing their hobo songs. "Well, we're a bunch of bows, and we roll down the road, and we go to the place where the cheese go grows." And Stoogie's like, "I love this song." And they taught it to him, and he sang it, but he sang it really bad. You want to know what it sounded like?
What?
The hobos were like, "Oh man, you can't sing at all. Just keep going down the rails." And so they continued on this train, and it made 7 stops. The first stop was in a little place called Crutchmire.
Macaroni and Bees.
Macaroni and Bees is stop 2. In Matchmire, all of the people were really thin. And they were so thin that when they turned sideways, you couldn't even see them, because they were paper thin. And he looked around and he said, "Nope, there ain't no mac and cheese here, just a bunch of weird flat people." And so they went down the rails to the land of mac and bees. And there in front of Stoogie was a giant bowl of macaroni and cheese. And he said, "This is it, I'm gonna give me that mac and cheese." And he started running at it. But as soon as he got to the bowl, all of these bees came flying out of the bowl, because this was the land of mac and bees. And they attacked Stoogie, and he ran away, and he ran back to the train, and there were bees buzzing every which way. And all the boy bows and girl bows said, "Oh man, you shouldn't have broke that mac and cheese." This story is crazy. Should I keep going? All right, so they kept going down the rails until they made it to the third stop.
Giovanni Bobo Shop with plenty of mac and cheese with beans, mac and beans.
So they made it to the third stop where there was the Girardi Barber Shop, or the Giardia Barber Shop. That's a disease that makes you poop, or like a virus. So he stopped and he said, "You know what? I gotta get my mop cropped at this here barbershop." And he went in and he asked for a haircut. And you know who was there cutting his hair?
Cuckoo Boo Boo.
Virus? Cuckoo Boo Boo. The hantavirus. Wait, what did we say it was? Giardia. Ooh, that's even worse. Well, not worse, but bad. So, wait a minute. He's getting his hair cut by a giant boo-boo virus? This is even weirder than I could have come up with.
No, it's the Guardian Barbershop.
The Guardian Barbershop. So, everyone in the barbershop are guardians of different realms. And they were sitting there, and they're getting their hair cut, and they're all talking about their recent adventures. And in one seat was a blonde guy who was big and strong. And he had a huge hammer sitting next to him in the chair. And Stoogie said, "Oh my gosh, I love that guy. I'm his biggest fan. I'm gonna get his autograph." And so he walked up to the guy in the chair, and the guy turned around, and it was a girl. It was a woman with a really pretty face and big fat lips. And the hammer was a hairdryer. And she started going, blow drying her hair. Looked like that.
And in the next chair, there was a man wearing a really tight red suit that had all of these black lines all over it. And he looked really agile and really strong. And Stoogie said, "Oh my gosh, I love this guy. I'm gonna get his autograph." So he walked up and he said, "Spider-Man, I love you." And the chair turned around. And it wasn't Spider-Man at all. It was a math teacher wearing a leotard going to a dance class. And he was covered with ketchup. I don't know why. Ketchup. Can you tell me why? And so, poor Stoogie, he looked down to the next chair. And there he saw a guy with red goggles and a mask on his face. He was wearing a red leather shirt and really cool pants that looked like space pants and space boots. And Stoogie said, "Oh my gosh, I love this guy. Well, give me my autograph for him." And so he walked up and he said, "Star Killer, wait, Star Thriller, wait, Star..."
"No, Spider-Man."
No, he already met Spider-Man. It was a gym teacher. No, a math teacher. What is the guy's name?
Guys.
Yeah, with the goggles and the red. Star Lord. Star Lord, I wanna come see you. This story is crazy. It makes no sense.
Keep on doing it.
Okay. My stories have just been like nonsense lately.
Cause I like it. Keep on doing it.
All right. So he Stoogie walks up to what looks like Star Lord. And he says, "Oh my gosh, Star-Lord, I love you. I'm going to get your autograph." And the guy turned around, and it wasn't Star-Lord at all. It was
Sissy.
Why would it be Sissy? Hux, your story makes no sense. So Stoogie got back on the train, and it kept going down the rails, and it stopped at the fourth stop. And this fourth stop was dark and cold, and it was windy. And you could hear the wind and the lightning.
Thor's house. Thor's house.
And so Stoogie peeked out of the train. He said, "I don't know about this place." But he saw off in the distance a house. The lightning crashing all around it. But it wasn't just a house. It was like a palace. Mm. And it was on a cliff. And so Stoogie said, "Oh, what the hell? I'm gonna go check it out." And he walked towards it. And as he was walking up, there was an attendant standing right in the front of the house. And he said, "Welcome to the house of
Muji.
Muji.
Thor.
Muji.
Thor. Yes.
Nope. Welcome to the house of Muji." And he rang the doorbell and it went, "Bong, dong, dong, bong, Muji." And the door opened very slowly.
Cut it out! Cut it out!
Fluji was like, "Oh, come on, man, just open the door." Was the one and only Muji. And Muji was tall, and he wore black cloaks and black robes, and you couldn't see his face. And when he lifted up, just these red eyes looked out of his hood, and he said,
"Welcome to the house of
Muji."
And Stoogie was like, "Wait, what was that again?" And he said,
"Welcome to the house of
Muji."
And Stoogie said, hi, Stoogie. Hi, Moochie. I'm Stoogie.
And Stoogie said, or Moochie said, it's hard to keep these names straight. And Moochie said,
welcome, Stoogie. Come inside my house and you can have lunch with
Moochie. Come and cheese.
And Stoogie said, I guess so, Moochie. This is the weirdest day. From the time I woke up in my basket until now, this has just been weird. And so Moochie said,
yes, I agree. Come with me, and I will make you a sandwich in the kitchen
of Moochie.
And Stoogie said, how come every time you say your name, you get this weird voice? It's all tiny and weird. And Moochie said,
I don't know.
And so they had breakfast together. They had eggs and toast and bacon and ham and toast and ham and bacon and eggs. On top of bacon, ham, toast, eggs, toast, bacon, and ham. Ham, 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 toast, and bacon, eggs. I think that's what they had. Oh, no, there was ham, too.
You said ham already. This is ham already.
Goofy stories. What? Do what? I didn't do anything. He just laughed and fell off the couch. What are you doing? Stop.
This you.
Stop. So what? Oh, they were having breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that as they were eating their things, Stoogie said to Moochie, Stoogie, what you doing way out here by yourself? What do you do for work? And Moochie said,
I feed on the dreams of children. All will fear.
Moochie!
And Stoogie said, dude, I don't know about you. Thank you for the breakfast. It was delicious, but I gotta be going.
And Moochie said,
do you want to join my email list?
And Stoogie said, no, man, I don't want no email list. What you talking about?
It's only periodically I send out recipes and pictures of the cats of
Moochie.
And Stoogie's like, wait, you got cats? And Moochie said,
yes.
And Stoogie said, how many cats? And Stoogie said,
only one cat lives in the house of
Moochie.
And Stoogie said,
but it's not Moochie.
And Stoogie said, can I meet your cat? And Moochie said,
that is the biggest surprise for the cat in the house of
Moochie
is
meow.
And Moochie turned into a cat. And it was this little cute Scoogie Moochie Moochie.
Little Moochie. It's a little Moochie kitty.
And so Stoogie and squished the kitty.
No, don't squish the kitty.
No, not the real kitty. There's a little Play-Doh kitty.
Oh,
I didn't mention that. Yeah, there was this little Play-Doh kitty. Yeah.
Okay.
And Stoogie squished it. Yeah, totally. Right? Remember the thing with the Play-Doh?
Yeah.
Okay. So Stoogie's like, I'm getting the heck out of here. And he ran, and he ran, and he ran, and the cat kept following him and curling up on his ankles and going, and Stoogie said, man, I gotta get out of here. This is just weird. And he got on the train, and the train kept going. And they came to the fifth stop. And Stoogie peeked his head out, and he saw
the White Knight Mac and Cheese Co.
No, there's seven stops. This is number five.
The Macaroni Stupid Factory.
And he saw a beautiful factory with metal pipes that ran up in the air and a big fence with gold rods. And there was a sign up above it that said, "The Macaroni Stupid Company." And Stoogie went, "Oh." This is a moment. How come everything is loosely associated to mac and cheese? It's stupid mac and cheese. Alright, you, get out of here. Stop. You're gonna ruin this with your guffawing. So, is that the Macaroni Stupid Factory? So Stoogie walked up to the gate. And he said, "Well, while I'm here, I might as well see what makes a stupid factory." And he opened up the gate, and the gate opened very slowly, and it went.
What's the mac and cheese made out of?
Hold on a sec. And the gate opened very slowly, it went. And he walked in the gate, and he walked up to the front door of the factory, and he knocked on it. And someone on the other side said, "1 minute." And Stoogie said, "Okay." And after exactly 1 minute, the door opened very slowly. And it went. And Stoogie walked in. And there was a guy whose eyes were crossed. His teeth were buck-toothed. His tongue was kind of sticking out like this. One ear was up, one ear was down. He had his pants on for his shirt. He had one shoe on. The other shoe was a box of Kleenex. And he said, "Welcome to my factory." And he said, "Oh my gosh, the Macaroni Stupid Factory is stupid." And he looked around, and all of the workers were like, "Hi." And they had like, just, you would describe one of them.
Pants on head, underwear on his hand, a box for his underwear, 2 more boxes for pants, a chairs for feet, and one of his ears had a safety clip on it. With one skull earring.
And that guy walked in.
And he was bald. And then he saw he had a giant boner sticking out of a box.
A giant boner sticking out of the box?
Yeah. No.
Not appropriate.
To make it.
Not safe for work.
To make it stupid.
Alright. So. That guy walked down to Stoogie and said,
"Hoi!
I'm the president." And Stoogie said, "Okay." He said, "This is my factory." Boing, 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 boing. And Stoogie's like, "Goodness gracious, I'm getting the heck out of here."
No, but you know, can I tell you what the mac and cheese is made of?
Well, that's what this guy was about to tell him. He said, "Before you go, you must know. My mac and cheese is delicious. It's made out of
pickles, lettuce, rice, turnips, socks,
what?
And noodles." That's what it's made out of.
Wait, what is it made out of?
Pickles, beans, rice, socks. Turnips, ketchup, mustard, and noodles.
You forgot the lettuce.
Lettuce.
Okay, this is the stupidest mac and cheese factory I think anyone could possibly imagine. And the fact is, they weren't even making mac and cheese. They were just drawing pictures of mac and cheese and trying to eat it. Wow, it was just so dumb. And there wasn't even a machine. They just had a box that had the word "machine" written on it, and they spelled it wrong. They spelled it WOMATGEEEINE. Womamagatini? That's not how you spell machine.
And you know who books there?
And there was a little...
ASWT, the world's biggest Minecraft noob.
What?
ASWT. You gotta say the letters. That's his nickname.
ASWT?
Yeah, that's his nickname. Because his name's so stupid that I cannot...
Okay. So Stoogie said, well, thank you for the tour of the factory, but I'm going to give me some mac and cheese. And he ran out the door and ran back to the train. And the train took off down the rails. And finally, after 6 nights, 4 days, which doesn't make sense, and a lightning storm, a hurricane, a volcano, 2 floods, and a beach party, he came to the 6th stop. What was the 6th stop?
Macaroni bees.
We already did the macaroni bees.
Treehouse bum.
So he looked out of the train and there he saw the tallest treehouse he had ever seen. The tree was so big around that he couldn't even hug it. It would take like 10 people holding hands to hug this tree. And way, way up there was the house.
Yeah. And there was a bum on the house.
And there was a bum?
On the house.
What's a bum?
A bum was like a little ball with bums on it.
Oh, so there was a... Do you get this? There's a big tree, the house, with a bum on it. And the bum is a little ball with bums on it. This is the bum tree house. So Stoogie said, wow, you know that all the way up there, there might be some mac and cheese in there. And so he started climbing up the tree. But every once in a while, his hand would touch a bum. He'd go, ah, bum! And he'd fall back down to the ground. And he'd start climbing again, but then his hand would grab a bum. Ah, bum! And he'd fall back to the ground. And he climbed again. He said, oh, not going to touch that bum. Climbed this way, he said, oh, not going to touch that bum. He climbed up and oh, his hand touched the bum and he fell. And he hit the ground. And he climbed up again. He went, oh, not that bum. Oh, not that bum. Oh, not that bum. Oh, not that bum. And he made it to the house. And it was this huge house, like even bigger than our house, but it was in this tree. And there was a little ladder that went up to a door that faced straight down. And he looked up, and sure enough, that door said, Welcome. And he walked up, and he knocked on the door, but there was a bum there. So he went, bum, bum, bum. And he's like, oh man, these bums are everywhere. And he knocked on the door again. Bum, bum, bum. Ugh. But the door opened very slowly. Bum 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 bum. And there in the doorway was the most beautiful unicorn he had ever seen. And this unicorn was so ugly. He had the biggest, ugliest nose, and he had eyes that one was always winking and one was closed, and his ears went crooked, and his teeth were all broken. And Stoogie said, you are the most beautiful unicorn I have ever seen. I've never seen a unicorn before, man.
And then the unicorn magic herself, and she was even more beautiful.
And so the ugliest unicorn in the world, who was the prettiest one that Stoogie'd ever seen, because he'd never seen one, looked down in the hall from the door that's open on the bottom of this bum tree house, and the unicorn said, would you like to come in? And Stoogie said, yes, please. And so the unicorn said, one moment while I put on my face. And he turned away, or she turned away, and there was this sparkle that kind of started to swirl around her horn. And then it swirled around her nose and her head and her neck and her body and her legs and her tail went all a floofy. And then when it all settled down, the unicorn was even more the most beautiful unicorn Stoogie had ever seen. Because now, her horn was a hot dog. And it was dripping ketchup right on her back. And now she was the color of poop. And her feet looked like claw pies. And she was hula hooping. I wouldn't stop. And Stoogie said, "You are the most beautiful unicorn I've ever seen. I've never seen a unicorn before." And so the unicorn said, "Yes, I am beautiful beyond belief. Welcome to my house." And so Stoogie went in. And the unicorn kind of had this hot dog like dangling on his face. And he said, "Welcome, you may stay anywhere you'd like." And Stoogie said, "Can I ask you one question?" "Actually, can I ask you two questions? Question one, what's with that hot dog on your head?" And the unicorn said, "Oh, this is merely my unicorn horn. What is your other question?" And Stoogie said, "My second question is the same question as my first. What is with that hot dog on your head?" And the unicorn said, "Oh, I will take my other form." And so there started to be a little swirl of ketchup at the tip of his horn. And then it swirled down his nose and across his head and down his neck and wrapped around his body and went down his legs and his tail went all kerfuffly. And the unicorn, when the ketchup settled, was the most beautiful unicorn that Stoogie had ever seen. And Stoogie said, "Oh, you are the most beautiful unicorn I have ever seen. I've never seen a unicorn before." And the unicorn stood there. Now its head was perfectly shaped like a horse's head. And its mane was flowing with golden hair. And its back was straight and strong. And around where its butt should have been was a perfect horse butt. And these strong legs and strong arms. And its tail flowed, but it was actually made of horse hair. And it was rainbow colored. And Stoogie said, "Eh." And the unicorn said, "Don't you think I'm beautiful?" And Stoogie said, "Meh." And the unicorn said, "Oh, come on, man. Look at me. I look great." And Stoogie said, "Meh." And the unicorn said, "Why do you keep saying that?" And Stoogie said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I was just reading this book. This book is called Meh, Meh, Meh." And the unicorn said, "Oh, come on, man, look at me." And Stoogie looked. And Stoogie's eyes got so big. And he says, "Oh, my gosh, you are the most beautiful crocodile I have ever saw." And the unicorn said, "I'm a unicorn. You even said it three times." And Stoogie said, "I'm sorry, Mr. Crocodile. You just tell me what to do and I'll do it." And the unicorn said, "Oh, for the love of Pete, come with me." And he led Stoogie up these stairs that spiraled around and around and around to a flat where there were four doors. Door number one, door number two, door number three, and Bob. Yep, there was just a guy named Bob standing where the door should be. He said, "I'm Bob." Stoogie said, "Okay." Unicorn said, "You must pick which door will lead to your room. Do you pick door number one, door number two, Bob, or door number three? Or Bob?" And Stoogie said, "Well, Bob's not really a door, so I don't want to pick him. But do I smell mac and cheese in there?" And Bob said, "Oh, yes, ma'am." And Stoogie said, "Did you make some mac and cheese?" And Bob said, "Oh, yes, ma'am." And Stoogie said, if I come and stay in your room, can I share your mac and cheese? And Bob said, oh, yes, sir. And so they went through the Bob door, and as they opened up Bob, he went, Bob! And he stepped out of the way, and they walked through the door and into his room, and Stoogie said, whoa. Because as he looked around, everywhere he saw a Bob. There was a little Bob sitting at the table. There was another Bob cooking dinner. There was a Bob on the bed. There was a Bob reading. There was a Bob laying on the floor as a floor mat. And Bob was the chairs. And Bob was the table. And Bob was the floor. And Bob was...
Everything.
And Stoogie said, this room is made of Bobs. And Bob said, yes'm. Bob, how were all these little Bobs? I just don't even... That fork is very clearly a Bob. That bowl is a Bob. So where's the mac and cheese? And Bob said, here's your Bob and Bob. And Stoogie looked, and sure enough, it was a bowl of mac and cheese. And it smelled so good. And Stoogie was about to take a bite, but then he thought, wait a minute, everything in this room is made of Bob. And he took out his magnifying glass and he looked, and sure enough, each noodle was a little Bob. And the cheese was just Bob cheese. And the bowl was made of Bob, and even the magnifying glass was a Bob. And he said, Stoogie said to Bob, Bob, is this mac and cheese made out of Bob? And Bob said, uh-huh. And so Stoogie said, well, I'm getting the heck out of here. This is weird. And he went back out in the hallway, and there were three doors left. Door number one, door number two, and door number two. Wait, that's not right. Door number one, door number two, and door number one. No, dang it, that's not right. There were three doors. Okay, how does this go?
Door number one.
Hold on, I got it. Door number one, door number two. Dang it. Here, you tell this part. There were three doors.
Door number one, door number two, door number one, door number two, and door number three.
Oh, three, because of the three doors.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's getting ridiculous.
Okay, so he walked in the third door, and what did he see?
He saw a giant fat monkey. With a pinata, with a unicorn butt.
The pinata had a unicorn butt? It was just a butt.
No.
The pinata was just a butt.
Yes.
Yes, with a monkey with a stick.
Yeah.
And he was going to hit the butt pinata.
Yeah.
So the monkey is at a birthday party, and he swings his stick at the butt, and he misses it. And he swings again. Whoa. And he hits it, but nothing happens. And he swings a second time. And he hits it.
And you know but what, it forks!
And you know what came out of that butt?
What?
Do you know what came out of that butt?
No.
Candy! There were Tootsie Rolls, and Tootsie Rolls, and Tootsie Rolls. There were big Tootsie Rolls. There were little Tootsie Rolls. Out of the butt came all of these candies. And Stoogie said, I don't like it here. And he left. And he got the heck out of that Tootsie Roll candy butt thing.
Oh, you hairy
Stop. Come back. Okay. Now listen. Listen.
Okay.
So Stoogie is in this place. There are four doors. A bob door, door number one, door number two, and the third door. And he's been in bob. He's been in the third door. And now he has a choice between door...
Door.
One.
One and door...
Two.
Five. Wait. Two. And so which one do you think he picked?
One.
Shh, don't answer yet. Which one do you think he picked?
Two.
Oh, no, you don't answer yet either. You... Okay, on the count of three, you guys say which one you think he picked. One, two, three.
Door number two.
Door one...
Door one?
No, then...
Two.
No, door number two.
Two? So you guys agree?
Yeah.
So he walked up and he opened door number one. And he walked inside and he took three steps and there was a hole in the floor. And he fell out of the bottom of the treehouse. And he fell... You say, wait a minute, wasn't that a bum tree house? I never found out what a bum was. And he landed on the ground. And right then he heard the train whistle go. He said, I gotta get back on my train. And he ran for the train. And as he ran, the train kept getting farther and farther away. And he kept running and the train kept getting farther and farther away. And then finally, Stoogie got to the train, and he shook his head, and he was still in room number one. None of that had happened. It was just an illusion that totally faked him out. And so he said, oh man, I gotta get out of here. So he turned around, and he ran out the door, and he ran back into the hallway, and he opened up door number two, and he ran inside, and that's what he met.
The manicorn.
The manicorn. The manicorn was a beautiful man-acorn that looked like a man-acorn, but was actually a man-acorn. And Fluji said, oh, you are the most man-acorn. Okay, so the manicorn said, you must answer me 5 million riddles to pass this room. And Stoogie said, nope, and he closed the door, and he kept walking on. And so by now, it was getting kind of late, and he realized that he hadn't checked in with the train. And he looked out the window, and way down below where the train should have been, there was the train. So he went down the ladder, and the ladder broke, and Eve kept going down the ladder, and he made it to the bottom. And then he got to where the train should have been, but of course, there was the train. And so he got up to the train, and he tried to go in the door, but as soon as he went in the door, he just went in the door. And he went into the train, and he looked around, and he expected to see the hobos. And he thought to himself, where are the hobos? He said, oh, there they are. And they were in the corner. There were three boy bows, two girl bows, and an elbow. And so they had to continue on their way. And so as the train started to move, he kind of shook his head and he realized he was still in room number one. It was all just an illusion, all of it. From the time he fell out of the hole to the time he went into the second door and saw the manicorn and then went to the train, all of it was an illusion, and he was still in room number one. He was like, I don't like room number one. And he left, and he went back to the train. And he was on the train for real now this time. Maybe. And don't kick that. Yeah, bah, bah, bah. And so he rode the train to the seventh and final stop. What are you doing?
Yeah.
This is the finale. Are you ready? He got to the seventh stop, and there in front of him when he exited the train was a beautiful building that had a big sign with a white knight on it. And it said, White Knight Mac and Cheese Co. And Stoogie said, I made it. It's been a weird, 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 weird trip. But I finally made it. And he walked up to the door. And where the doorbell should have been, there was a doorbell that he pushed. And it went, Jing dong, jingy bong, welcome to the sing-along. And Stoogie said, oh no, is a bunch of dumb stuff gonna happen again? And he waited and nothing happened. So he rang the bell again and it went, Jing dong, bing bong, welcome to the... And as it said the last part, Stoogie also said, sing-along. And when he did that, the door creaked open very quickly. And he walked through the door and he looked around and it was full of all of these machines. And they weren't made out of boxes or anything stupid. They were made out of machines. And he looked left and he saw the mac and cheese maker, which was this giant, tall cylinder with these big arms that pounded out mac and cheese. And every time the thing hit the ground, a new bowl of mac and cheese was there. And Stoogie said, so this is where mac and cheese comes from. And the mac and cheese maker went on pounding out these bowls of mac and cheese. And Stoogie said, oh, I am so relieved that this story is finally, finally almost over. And he walked up to a big bowl of mac and cheese and he smelled it. He said, this mac and cheese smells so much better than Bob. And he took his spoon and he dipped it in the mac and cheese. And he opened his mouth and he put it in. And as soon as that drippy, gooey, yellow, noodly mac and cheese touched his wet, yummy tongue, he shook his head and he woke up and he was still in room number one.
Not funny. I want him to still to be on the train.
So he went back to the mac and cheese co and got a real bowl of cheese. And there he was standing with his bowl of mac and cheese. And he took his spoon and he dipped it in and he went to eat it. And right when he was about to eat it, he took a bite. And it was drippy and cheesy and good. And he said, oh man, this is the cheesiest story that I've ever heard in my whole fuzzy life. And he ate that bowl of mac and cheese. And he went back exactly the way he came. He did everything that he just did, but he did it backwards. So he went out of the factory, he went back to the train, he went back to the treehouse, he did all the stupid stuff with those rooms. He climbed down the treehouse, fallen a bunch of times, and then he went to the next stop. And that's when he saw a bunch of other people, a bunch of stuff happen. And he went all the way back, and then he got back to his little bucket, little barrel, whatever the heck it was, a basket, under the bench. And he climbed in, and he curled up. Sleep, and just as he was about to fall asleep, he said, oh snap, I left my wallet there. The end.
Thanks.
That was the worst story that's ever been told.